Welcome to the show. This evening we have a special guest with us this evening, Steve Patterson, the author and founder of CourageousChristianFather.com, a blog, an online blog, also active in youth, van ministry, and some other cool stuff that we're going to talk about today. How you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
Oh, real good, real good. We're glad to have you along. Thanks for coming and joining us.
You're very welcome.
You did a blog on... I just drew a blank. The Righteous Rock radio station for us.
Yes,
not
I
too
did.
Long ago, yes.
Yes,
and you shared that around on social media. I saw that come across. First of all, let us thank you for doing that. We definitely appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Very, very cool. Let's start out today with, let's talk about your blog. Let's talk about how it came to be, what it's about, and what your vision is for it.
Okay, I actually started blogging probably around 2004. I had a blog where I had a collection. I used to collect business cards, and I also tracked currency on Where's George. Well, I kept doing that, and then I started getting active in church, and then I felt conviction not to do those anymore, so I turned the blog over to God and started doing Bible stories or something like that. And then after that, I forgot to renew that domain name from the one I had, and then when I realized about it, then I luckily had a backup. So I used my backup and I registered CourageousChristianFather.com, and then from there it just started going on. And here, within the last year or so, I've been blogging a whole lot more on it.
Very cool. Now, Courageous Christian Father, without checking out the blog, that would tell me that it's a lot about being a father.
There's some stuff there about being a father, family, and all that on there.
Okay. What else do you write about?
I write about the Bible stories. I write about some reviews of some Christian-based businesses or even reviews of places to take your family to, like the Hollywood Wax Museum was one. Kentucky Splash Country was another one. And then some of the Ripley's attractions here in Gatlinburg and Sevierville.
Okay. So I got to ask you the question. Put you on the spot already. We're only 5 minutes in. Have you ever went and visited a business and thought, now, how in the world am I going to say something good about that?
Well,
you don't have to name names. We don't want you to. We'll protect
the
innocent, you and the other innocent.
Well, there's some in there, but you know, you go there and it's like you're not sure totally how to incorporate a Bible lesson. But going there, you can see you can probably do the similarities of what's there because they have some unique and unusual stuff at this one attraction, and you can compare like this is how we believe as a Christian compared to how this place believed because they have different stuff in this museum and stuff of odd and unusual stuff, you know.
Boy, you skated that real well. Good answer. Good answer. Just skated right by me, trying to put you on the spot, and you didn't let me. So, have you ever had a blog that you wrote and you got done writing it and you just look at it like, okay, where'd that come from?
Actually, I was talking to my buddy Justin, who's a pastor, the other day. One of my blog entries, he was telling me that, and I was like, he asked me where I came up with it. I was like, I don't know. I just went with two verses, and all I was doing was typing the whole entire way, got done and read it, and I'm like, oh, wow, that does make sense. I don't even know where it came from. So
that's
I just
cool.
Assumed that the Holy Spirit just led me as I was typing it. So
very cool. So you sometimes you learn from what you write?
Sometimes you do learn
yes.
What you write.
Yep. Write it down, look back at it like, wow, I didn't know I knew that.
Right.
Because I didn't know that, but now I do know that.
It's like sharing with friends when they got issues in that. You'll try telling them stuff. I'm like, how did I know that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's really neat when the Spirit moves
right.
In you that way. Or when you're sharing with someone and all of a sudden you say something and it's like, yeah, I needed to know that.
And a lot of times it goes back onto me. It's
back
like,
onto you,
I
yeah.
could use this myself.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It's really cool when you converse with God that way. So let's talk about what are some of your future places that you're thinking about blogging about or subject matters?
Just continue blogging on some Bible stories and keep going whatever I feel led the Holy Spirit tells me to blog about or other businesses that would allow me to come in if they have an attraction, you know, and do a review for it, you know. I still got three more of the Ripley's attractions to do a review on, so... whenever they tell me it's okay to come out, then I'll come out there and do a review of their place. So,
now I've never been to the Titanic attraction, but you blogged on that recently, did you not?
Yes, I did. That's actually one of my favorite places I went there. And if you go to the Titanic Museum, tell them that you're a Christian or of faith, they'll give you a cross sticker. And their employees there are able to freely share with you their faith and the faith that was on the Titanic. There was, I think his name was John Harper, the pastor, the last Titanic hero, who went around telling people, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved as the ship is sinking. And then there was a missionary family that he told me about. Those are two blog entries that I've been working on. I purchased the books that they told me to from the museum. I didn't buy them from the museum, of course, because they're highly priced, but I got them cheap off the Interline, you know.
Right on, yep. And then tell us about the Bible on the Titanic.
There was a Titanic.
I remember reading in your blog about a Bible, yeah.
Yeah, currently, I think sometime the end of this month, in August or so, I think is when they're supposed to leave that museum, but they have a actual King James Bible with the Greek in it that was handed down from a priest to his sister-in-law. His sister-in-law, when she got back off of the lifeboat, handed it back to her sister, which was his wife. So it survived through the Titanic.
So survived the Titanic, and it has the original Greek in it.
Yes, it has the original Greek and the King James on the other half of it.
That's very cool. Very neat. Cool stuff. All right, well, CourageousChristianFather.com. CourageousChristianFather.com is how you can get to the blog. Or, shameless plug, you can go to www.3r-radio.com. Click on the blog tab, and you will see Steve's blog link on the right-hand side of the page there. CourageousChristianFather.com. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, play a tune, and we'll be back here in just a minute. What tune should we play here first?
We'll do God's Not Dead, because I purchased it today from the store.
All right, Newsboys, God's Not Dead. We'll be back with you here in just a few moments.